Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off Simin Tof Nun He. We begin on the very first line of the Amud with Sif He. The Mechaber writes, Noagin shelo liten melach b'matzah. The minag is, the custom is, that one doesn't add salt to the matzah, to the dough that you're making, and we'll see, not even to the matzah when it has already been baked, and then you're going to put it back in the oven, you don't put salt on it. And the Mechaber concludes, and he says, "V'nochon hadover, this is proper." The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem, the reasoning is, "Lefi sheyesh omrim," because there is an opinion that says, "Shamelach mechamim esaisa," the salt that you're adding over here to the dough will heat up the dough and therefore make it become chametz. Vayidei kein ha'isa nochol lahachmetz. It'll be much more easy for it to become chametz. Sivkot Mem Aleph. That which we said that you're not allowed to add salt to it is when it's in the dough form and hasn't yet been baked. After it's been baked, after it's already been baked, you would be allowed to coat, so to say, add salt over here to the face of the matzah in the form of salt water over here, and then to return it to the oven as you would on cholamoid. But to use this matzah over here on the first night of Pesach or the second night of Pesach in Chutz Laretz, one should not do so. The Dershu footnote number 65 brings down that this is specifically Dafka Kishanilo Shamelach Besocha. This is when you're adding the salt over here to the kneading process, to the dough. But if a little bit of salt fell into it, so then the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down, all you have to do is take out those pieces of salt and the rest of the dough is fine. And this is the Mishneh Berurah's opinion as well in Sivkot and Memches, which we'll learn later in today's shir, in regards to various peppers or lime that fall into it. You can just remove it. The issue footnote number 66 says, likewise, if you were going to go baste over here the matzahs in some sort of fruit juice and then put it back in the oven. So the Ramah brings down the Simon Tuf Samach Beis, Sha'an Afl Min Hagenu Shein Lashim Isa B'mei Peros, even though we wouldn't normally use fruit juices in the dough when you're kneading it, because there's a concern that it will become chametz. Nevertheless, one will be allowed to go and baste over here the matzah with mei peros after you've baked it. That's not a problem, because there is no potential for becoming chametz after it's already been baked. The issue footnote number 67, however, points out that we don't use this for the Seder night. It brings down the Shaar HaTzion and Simon Tov Samach Beis. She says, Shenoagim Shalola Ochlo Klal B'Shnei HaLelos Rishonim, that we don't go and use matzah that was basted over here in fruit juices, and so too we don't use over here this type of salted matzah that was used with salt water, because it looks like matzah shira. And that's basically the same idea that's espoused in Dershu footnote number 68. He says, Afilu Im Lo Hechziru L'Tanur La'acha Shekitev Osan, even if you don't put it back in the oven. Nevertheless, the Inyan Matzah Shekitev B'mei Peros, just like with the matzah that you basted over here with fruit juices, we don't use it on the first two nights. So too over here, we shouldn't use this salt water, so to say, basted matzah on the first two nights, because it's too much like matzah ashira, and we're supposed to have lechem oni. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Vafilu b'dieved yesh lesor. He brings down from the Mordechai, as well as its Ramah's own personal opinion, das atzmo, that he says, even b'dieved, this is not acceptable. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Membeis, there are achronim that disagree. Vayim b'achronim shiskimu. The other achronim, however, disagree, and they say, "Dimnasan bo ma'at melach v'yofa." If there was only a little bit of salt over there, the issue footnote number 69 brings down from the Mogen Avraham. This is talking about afilu gargir melach, even a piece of salt over here. This is still called ma'at melach, and if you baked it off or so miyat, immediately, which means the Mishneh Berurah says, "Dahinu lo kishar matzos the kaim alam behu she'a esek she'oskin bo biyadayim eno manich lachmitz." Normally, as long as you're working the matzah, it doesn't become chametz, but here that wouldn't apply. And as long as you bake it, though, however, right away, ain nesa b'dieved, then b'dieved it wouldn't be ruined. He then tells us ayin in the bir halacha, where he says shekostavnu, the Chofetz Chaim writes in the bir halacha, the bemela shalanu, with our salt nowadays, shul toldos hamayim, which comes from the water, efshad ain lesser b'dieved, it wouldn't be unacceptable even b'dieved, afilu lo ofo somyad, even if you didn't go and bake it right away. And Dershu footnote number 72 brings down from this bir halacha, dibra maskel noagim, shemelach ze eino nechshav lemei peros el lamayim bavad. This isn't considered like mei peros, it's only considered like water, and therefore it has a regular halachas of water. As long as you're kneading it and you put it into the oven within a certain period of time, it is okay. Nevertheless, Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Gimel, the Ramah says that one should be osir, not like the other achronim over here. And the Mishneh Berurah brings down, v'prichadosh cholek, the prichadosh also disagrees with the Ramah, v'sovr de'en lahachmir b'dieved b'mat melach. And as we pointed out, he also holds that with a little bit of salt, one doesn't have to be machmir b'dieved, it would be acceptable. The issue footnote number 73 brings down the reasoning of the Pre-Chadosh. Ma'at melach shenos demisa kidei l'hatima ein mach mitzosa. The little bit of salt that you're putting in to give it flavor over here isn't strong enough to be mach mitzit. Umash ein la'ostro mishum shemelach nechshav l'mei peros. Why isn't it considered like mei peros over here? And even if a little bit of mei peros gets mixed in with the water, it's mamarim lahachmitz. So why don't we say that over here? So he brings down, sheitochin shema'at mei peros b'mayim ein machmitzim. If it's only a little bit of meperos, it's not going to be machmet. So to avir, a little bit of salt is not going to be machmet. The Mishbur concludes and he says, "Vinira demoya shogi was that, and certainly if he did it accidentally, bivada yesh lismoch lohaku, then certainly one can be makel over here." And the Chofetz Chaim and the Shaar HaTzion also brings down because yesh cholkin matirim afilu bilosh bichamim bishogi. Just like there are those that say by accident, if you used hot water bishogi, it would be acceptable. Therefore, it's acceptable here as well. And the Pre-Chodesh adds, this would even be Shelo B'Shas Atchak. And the Mishbura concludes, and he says, Bavada Yesh L'Smoch L'Hoka, you can certainly rely upon this to be Mekel. However, V'chol Zelin Yenachila, the only question over here was whether you can eat it or not, though Ramo is Machmir, and these Pre-Chodesh and others are Mekel. Avoli Inyan Hana, but to get benefit from it, yeah, Afilu Hor L'Ramo, sure, but even the Ramo says it's not also Ba'Hana. Now we go to Sivvav. The Mechaber writes, Lo Shamatzah, Beketzach, v'shumshimin, uvimine tavlin. If one goes and kneads the dough over here to make the matzahs with something called ketzach, which is translated usually as caraway, a type of grain or seed, v'shumshimin, sesame seeds, uvimine tavlin, of various spices, shera, this doesn't make it no longer matzah. Why? Kivin sheish bota matzah, because the Mechaber tells us, since it still has a taste of matzah, it is fine. However, mikomokom ein litin b'em tavlin, one should not put in spices into the matzah, l'fishu chad u'mechami ma'isa, because it's sharp, has the potential to be machmitz, to make the isa hot, and therefore become chomitz. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Memdala tells us what exactly is this ketzach, this caraway. He says it's something in Yiddish called kimmel, b'loshen Ashkenaz. In Ashkenaz, it's called kimmel. The issue footnote at 74 brings down that this kimmel is also known as cumin, a certain type of spice. Brings a riot from Pasuk in Yeshaya. Then he brings down that there are two types of kimmel over here. So according to the B'nai Ashkenaz that don't eat kitnios, so then the Mishnah Berurah brought down in Sivkot Yud Gimel in Simen Tof Nun Gimel that the Morgan of Rome holds, Tov lahachmir v'lo lechol kimmel bepesach. One shouldn't eat kimmel on Pesach, period. But the Taz, however, says there are two different types of kimmel. First of all, you have this kimmel that is known as Kram Kimmel, which is like kitnios, and that's what you should stay away from because its seeds are similar to grain, and that you can't have on Pesach. But then he says there's another type of kimmel called feld kimmel, which is not similar to kitnios because its seeds are not similar to grain, and that you can't have on Pesach. How do we paskin? So the Chok Yaakov says, Ein l'hachmer b'zekla, one does not be machmer at all. Just be careful to check that there is no taruvus of the Chamisha Dagen over there, and he brings down from Simcha Bunim Waldenberg, Shlita, that then one can use it. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Memhei, where he says that according to the Mechaber, this is acceptable, it's Kshera. So Mishnah Berurah explains, Miloshon ze mashma da'afilu ein barak kizayis b'chdei achilas pras v'yesh b'tam matzah. As long as you have a kizayis of actual grain over there, which you can eat within a kidei achilas pras, and it tastes like matzah, yotzibo, one can fulfill his obligation. The issue footnote number 75 brings down, previously we had learned that if you had a mixture of wheat and, let's say, something like rice, orez, so then, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, if you make a mixture, as long as the majority is wheat, with a minority, but a significant amount of rice, it has the taste of the dogon of the wheat, you can be Yotzei Yochova with this on Pesach. And it's mashma from over there, that the taruvis over here of kizayis in a kedei achilas pras miachitim yotzei yidichovos, so you would be able to fulfill your obligation because the chitim cause over here the rice to now be able to be machmitz, even though it normally wouldn't be machmitz on its own, and that's why you can be yotzei even if you just have a majority of wheat and it tastes like wheat. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, however, v'ayin in the pre-chodosh, the Mogen Avraham, shadaitam the tzorech lechol kol achilas pras. It wouldn't be enough to eat over here just a kizayis in a kedei achilas pras, but you have to eat the entire thing. Why? Because in this way you'll have a kizayis of matzah, not including the tavlin that you ate as well. The issue footnote number 76 brings down, Ulinyan iso hasuya mitaruv is dogan vishar minim. If you have a mixture over here of wheat with other minim, and you have a kedazayis of the dogon that you can eat in hefteh achilas pras, so then we already learned in the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Tuf Nun Gimel, she'ein mi shesovish shetzorach lechol is called pras. You don't have to eat the entire pras in that situation. The only one that holds like that is the Ravid, but that's not the opinion of the Shaar Poskim. And in fact, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Look back over there, Ayin Le'el and Siman Tuf Nun Gimel, Sif Beis, the Mishnah Berurah over there, Le'inyan Tarovas Dogim Shaar Minim, which we just learned in these Tirshu footnotes over here. The majority should be Dagon, Bahochanami Binyanenu, and this is the Psak over here as well. The issue footnote number 77 brings down the reasoning is because as we pointed out already, the others are subordinate to the main ingredient of the wheat over here, and they therefore act like the wheat and they become subordinate to it, and that's why the halacha would be that it's considered all wheat. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Mem Vav. Mashma the yotzim by yidei chovu b'layla rishoni. You can even fulfill your obligation on the first night. Mishum delo chashiva matzah shira. It's not considered matzah shira. It's considered wheat matzah, regular lechemoni. Umeila also lochlo b'erev pesach. It works both ways. If you can fulfill your mitzvah of eating matzah on leil pesach with it, then you obviously can't eat it on erev pesach because anything that will fulfill your mitzvah of matzah on leil seder can't be eaten on erev pesach. However, the Mishnah says, Umiyu, however, Yesh Omrim De'ena Kasher Ela B'Shar Yomim. There is an opinion that says that you really can't fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Seder with that, albeit it's not chametz, you can eat it the rest of Pesach. De'ein Ba Mishum Chimutz Mishum HaTavlim. The Tavlim don't make you chametz over here, however, they do make it into matzah shira. Avali B'Chla Matzah Shira, and therefore, Ve'ein Yotzim Ba Yidechovah B'Shnei Leilos Rishonim. And therefore, this opinion disagrees with the first opinion, says you can fulfill your mitzvah with it, and says, well, it's not chametz, you can't fulfill your mitzvah with it. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, V'yesh l'hachmir, one should ideally, l'chatchila, not use this to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on Leil Pesach. Dirshu footnote number 79 brings down from the Chok Yaakov, Shu adin sheyesh l'hachmir v'lochu shlushitos she'ein zu matzah shira v'lo l'ochu b'er Pesach. But even in this situation, we're not going to be yotzi with it on Leil Pesach for the mitzvah of matzah. Still, you should be choshish the other way, that maybe it could have been yotzi, and therefore don't eat it on Erev Pesach, like the Ramah said over here, she'osu lecho be'erev Pesach, matzah, she'yotzi bo'yidei chovoso b'layla. You can't eat anything on Erev Pesach that you could fulfill the mitzvah with at night. And since maybe you could fulfill it at night, therefore don't eat it on Erev Pesach. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Zayim, where he quotes the Mechaber, says you shouldn't go and eat tavlin over here because it makes it sharp and it heats it up and could make it chametz faster. So the Mishnah Berurah says, this is all l'chatchila. Rotz lomar, the l'chatchila ain't nochum. Don't l'chatchila add any of these spices. Finally, the Ramah concludes over here, Hagah, opilpil, and peppers. Afilu b'diavet also, even after the fact, they're not allowed to be used over here. V'cheinim nofal bo'asid. Likewise, if a certain type of wine came in, he brings down from the Ma'ariv, you can't use that as well. What are we talking about over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin Memches, this pilpulin, these peppers over here, afilu korot echod, ose kol iso chometz. Even one piece over here will make the entire iso into chometz. And likewise, v'chein matzit, or even a little bit of the lime over here, makes it no good, makes it into chometz. However, this is v'davko kishnilos v'sochos. We already brought that earlier in today's shir. This is only if you put it into the flour and the dough and you kneaded it. However, avolim nafal olav, if it just fell on top of it, all you have to do is yisalkenu, remove it, and mutter. The rest of the dough is still going to be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Memtes, and he writes that it's also even b'di'evet if there are peppers in it. And he says, hainu b'achila, this is talking about eating it, but lo b'hanah, but it still is mutter b'hanah, you don't have to get rid of it over here. The issue footnote number 80 explains, from the Chok Yaakov, shetam yisurim shel pilpulin u'melach shavet. It's no different over here whether it's pepper or salt to fill in. Nechshavim kilosh b'mayim chamim. It's like you were kneading it with hot water. Shemut banot. While it may not be able to be eaten, it's not going to be also unless you see specifically that it in fact became chametz. Ulfizeh gamim nosan harbe pilpulin yemut banot. And even if you have a lot of peppers over here, it's still going to be mutu banot. Mishnah Berurah continues and then he writes v'zan gevil, usually translated as ginger, dino kipopulin, has the same halachic status over as the peppers, which makes it chometz. V'efshur duha din negelach. This may be also true for something called negelach, within the Tirgum is called tziporim, which is usually translated as clove, and karkom, which is something translated as saffron. V'yesh omrim, however, there are those that say, the komine tavlu chutz mipopulin v'sid, all the other spices other than peppers and lime, mutu b'dievet, afilu b'achilu, would be acceptable to eat. They don't make it chometz, and b'dievet, one could even eat them over here. The issue, footnote number 81, brings down from the Chok Yaakov. The reason is because pilpulin charifim hei mikol minei tavlin. The pilpulin are much sharper than these other types of spices, and therefore only the pilpulin are going to make it chametz, even bidyevet. But the others, since they're not as sharp, won't make it also bidyevet. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nun, explains what is sid? Hainu sid chai. It's raw, what is known as quick lime. But sid shebekosel, but sid that's already plastered onto a wall, shekvar nisyabish, it's now dried up, and it's kash and it's hard, ke'evin, like a stone, near a parshat enos, if that were to fall into the dough, that would not make it usher. The issue footnote number 82 brings down, ulinyan may peril shenoflu kemach v'nisyavshu, if you had fruit juices that fell into your flour and they dried up, so the bir halacha in simen tov samach beis taught us, sheyesh omim shekolok kochon, they weaken to the point that they're unable to make it chometz anymore, and even if you'd add water, they couldn't. Others disagree and say in that situation it could reawaken the power over there of the fruit juices, even though they're dried up. Now, if you add water, they would come back to life, so to say, and be mamar lachachmitz. Bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah concluded and said, Nira Parshut Einosir, that one doesn't have to be machmir in this situation. With this, we conclude the beautiful Siman Tov Nun Hei and today's Shir.